This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. Ow. Hey, leave the hair there. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I know there's about 1,000 other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. As I like to say, is I really believe it shows the IQ level you actually have. And or, hey, look, we try to do, the first hour was kind of rough, but we try to do the stories we think you'll get a kick out of, that you like, that pertain to what you're doing, pertain to what's going on in the country today. And why we're still in the mess that we're in. And not that Trump hasn't done anything to help us, that's not what I mean by at all. But, I mean, come on, give me a break. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff he has to turn around, a lot of stuff he has to repair. I wish he would fess up, though. What do some of you think about this one? I wish he would fess up to mistakes. You know, I know it's tough. When you're successful, you're prideful. Yeah, you're tad on that side of going, no, I didn't get where I get by making mistakes. Well, actually, most people do. You make some mistake somewhere. But I think he'd be much more palatable for some of us. Even some of the hardcore Repubs that I know and conservatives that I know that say, look, you know, I'm getting used to him. I'm okay with him being in there. But my God, get off the Twitter sometimes. And I got to tell you, to a degree, I do agree with that. There are some things he's going to have to do. He's going to... Yeah, you know, when it comes to Twitter, I mean, how about you take a deep breath before you send? What do you think? Again, I'm not saying that what he's doing is bad, but you really got to, you know, let's not yell the sky is falling right away. Give it a few minutes, will you? So it was good of North Korea to do another missile test, don't you think? They're proving his point. They're proving our point. And can anybody tell me who made that agreement with North Korea? Who actually basically gave them, I won't say the right, but basically gave them an open book to do what they're doing. Remember, Clinton was the one who signed, Billy Bob signed this agreement with them back when he was president. And he thought it was the only way to, you know, keep them from getting a nuke, keep them from doing what they were going to do. And apparently that didn't work well, did it? So Iran should have one any day now. You know, some of you got all crazy when Tillis came out and said that Iran was living up to the agreement. Can I ask you a question? Did you really, I know I'm a little all over the place, but did you really think they were going to come out with anything different? Do we even know what's in the agreement? For them to look for the agreement to see if Iran is living up to the agreement. I mean, remember, it's been a while since I talked about this. But they have to give a 21-day notice. We have to give, whoever has to give a 21-day notice before they go out there and check these guys out. make sure they're living to the agreement. If you want to do soil samples, we tell them we want to take soil samples. They go, no, thank you. We'll send one to you. Come on, think about it. Right? So what was the agreement exactly? Does anybody know? Anybody have a copy of? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's get to the, I mean, some of these stories are just outrageous. I mean, really outrageous. Come on, you were here as, how did this happen to me? This thing doesn't like me. I should have figured out by now the computers just don't like me, and I might as well just resign myself to the fact that that's just the way it's going to be. here we go. All right. Thank you. The Christian University, or I should say a Christian university, now must celebrate the pan-romantic gender identity LGBTQ students' demands. Now, I don't even know what half of that means. I'm not a well-educated man, not the smartest guy in the room, but I still don't know what that means. So Seattle Pacific University says it supports the right of its LGBTQ students to advocate against anti-gay actions and name-calling. Its LGBTQ students want the Evangelical University to go a step further and affirm non-heterosexual practices and various gender identities. They are particularly unhappy that the university's first vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion... Really? They are particularly unhappy that the university's first vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Wow. Those are all the snowflake buzzwords, aren't they? let me see. Hired last month, supports the biblical standards for sexuality and will not include LGBTQ issues in her portfolio to start. Now, let me see if I get this right. The Christian school wants to live by biblical standards. Yeah, I can see how that would be a problem. Student activists flooded the campus with unauthorized posters on the Day of Silence, Friday, a national event that calls for attention to the silencing effects of anti-LGBTQ name-calling, bullying, and harassment in schools. Now, the posters showed cartoon people with their mouths taped shut. They claim that SPU's non-discrimination policy does not protect all sexual orientation or gender identities. We'll hit the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Yes, a Christian school that now has to approve of the LGBTQ community. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I do appreciate the time that you're sending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, it's just amazing to me, some of the stuff when people pop into our chat room, but I'll talk about that later. I want to get back to what we're doing here. Some of these stories are just amazing to me. So, if you listen, buy my book. What happened to that thing? Oh, there you go. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Look, all the things that the left has told you, all the labels. You know, this is the group that doesn't want to label anybody. Remember them? Right? So, all the labels the left has put on guys like me, ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, you can see that you don't have to be afraid of any of those things. And lay it out in plain, simple English. If you can't understand it, there's always a children's section at Barnes & Noble you can go to. It really is that simple for me. And we can pick up one of the shirts, like you see behind me, hashtag stand. And it is, I'm tired of seeing those, what is it, the resist shirts with the black pants, the black shirts, the black bandanas, black sneakers, black socks. And, yeah, sure, it's a grassroots movement. They got all, they all know what to wear, where to wear, where to get the T-shirts, and where to get the tools they need to start smashing stuff up. But it's just simply a grassroots movement. Yeah, got it. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. And we've allowed it to happen. So here's a Christian university that's now being pushed to celebrate the pan-romantic gender identity LGBTQ students are asking for. Now, here's the thing. You're going to a Christian school. You go into a Christian school that actually has scripture from God as to how to live life, act, and do. And if you're stupid enough to go to a Christian school and you're part of the LGBTQ community, and you expect them to change scripture and accept your lifestyle, then you do have a problem. It has nothing to do with your lifestyle at that point. You do have a problem. You don't have a right to push that on other people. You don't have a right to ask somebody to change their religious beliefs because of what you believe is the right thing to do. So even though this Christian university leans the left, which I always think is hilarious. Now, I don't agree that they should be being bullied or being called names and that kind of stuff, but my problem is it depends on what you call bullying and hate speech, because frankly, this is what I've always said. It used to be, if you were called a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, or what have you, you got all nervous. You want to know what you were doing to put that out. Now, it doesn't mean anything, and you guys on the left have done that. You're the ones that have made words of absolutely no effect. They haven't, because you use them so, you throw them around so easily. I mean, seriously. You think about some of the things that people are called to, even today, going through some of my Facebook stuff. I had somebody call me a bigot. It had absolutely nothing to do. You can't even ask these people a question without being called a name. And I said that you're exactly the problem in this country. If I can't ask you a question as to why you're mad at me or why I have to accept a certain lifestyle, calling me a bigot is not telling me why I have to accept a certain lifestyle. Matter of fact, it actually makes my case for your inability to intelligently articulate anything and make a case for which you believe I should accept. So these guys, they were all upset about some cartoon posters, whatever they were put up. And these students, let me see, lots of biblical standards. Right, so they're upset that the school is actually adhering to biblical standards. They went to a Christian school and can't understand why it would want to adhere to biblical standards. And we're the ones that are uneducated, right? We're the idiots in the room, so they think. Maybe you don't have integrity. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe because you're not a person of your word. Maybe because you don't believe what it is that you say that you're spewing. Maybe that when you say you're going to do something or you stand for something and you don't, you think that's just normal. Well, it's not normal. There are schools, there are people, they're institutions that actually stand up for what they believe. It ain't hard, and it doesn't require a college degree. This protest was organized by SBU Haven, a student club that has repeatedly fought with the administration over the years. It acts as a safe space at SBU for discussions on issues facing the LGBTQ community. An SBU student who witnessed the activities putting up posters told the College Fix that they started before 8 a.m. and the posters were still up at 12:30 p.m. That was shortly after they left campus. By 3, when the students returned, almost all the pictures were down. Right? One of the posters says that SBU's hiring policy discriminates against the LGBTQ community. Well, look, guys, it's not that hard to figure out. And I don't care what side of this issue you're on. But you're really being disingenuous and dishonest and just simply argumentative. If you think you're going to go on a Christian on the Christian grounds, a Christian university, a Christian church or whatever, and say, hi, I'm John, I'm married to Mark, I live a gay lifestyle, this is my gay partner, we're same-sex couples, and you better hire us or else. Because you go totally 180 degrees from the script. They're not going to change the scripture for you, nor should they have to. Because you're going in there knowing what they believe, and all you're doing is being a jerk. All you're doing is trying to start trouble. That's all you're doing. And you know what? You're just as wrong, if not more wrong, than you believe that they are. The university spokesman told the news source that it supported the student-led day of silence. Most schools do. They go, they do it, they participate in it. The university sees the event as a way to give a unique voice to students who may feel bullied or not heard. Now, that's the other thing. They have no voice, nobody hears them. No, it's like a spoiled little teenager. Just because they don't do what you say doesn't mean they don't hear you. You parents out there, think about this. How many times your kids say something to you, or they put up a case, or they make a case against you not doing something for or with them, and you go, that's nice, but I'm not, you still can't use the car. Well, you didn't hear me. Oh, no, I heard every, you guys have had this conversation, right? No, I heard every word you said. I heard you have a date, I heard you have money, I heard you had your clothes cleaned for the first time in a month. I get all of that, you're not taking a car still. It doesn't mean we didn't hear you. Matter of fact, maybe it's you not listening to us. Maybe it's you not caring about us. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. So, every now and then, somebody comes into the chat room or whatever, what the heck is this thing called? The live feed, or whatever it's called, on Facebook. And they throw little comments around, and usually you guys do a good job of taking care of it, and I don't have to deal with it anymore. But every once in a while, I go look at somebody's Facebook page. And I get the biggest kick out of it, because they hate America. It's very obvious. They put up posts about how other countries are better than us, or that the reason we take over a country is because, you know, we want their oil, okay? And it's asinine, because if we want their oil, if we were going after their oil, well, then we wouldn't be paying such high prices. We would just keep importing it. We wouldn't have any problem, right? I mean, they come up with all these, you know, dark behind-the-scene reasons as to why. And here's what I always say. If you hate this country so much, leave. You make all these statements, and I'm going to show you how shallow and low IQ'd you are. It's not that hard. Make these comments. If you're a Syrian, make the comments to the dictator and see what happens to you. If you're an Iranian, go ahead and make fun of the Iranian president or the imam and see what happens to you. You have the freedom to make fun of guys like me in this country and things going on in this country without being taken out in the alley and shot in the head by the government because of how great this country is and how great this country is. So you go ahead and make fun of it, and you go ahead and make all these crazy statements that the only reason we go into these other countries is because we want their oil, and because they don't like us, and because we can't control them. Hold on a second. I want to take a hit off the same crack pipe you are. Okay? Now I can think like you. Well, maybe that didn't do it enough. Maybe I need 8 or 9 more. But I love you guys on the left. You think socialism or communism or the government having more control is what we need. There are countries out there you can move to, if that's the kind of government you want. And then the other thing that always floors me to no end I've seen you guys get in arguments with people that lived under communism, lived under socialism, moved to Venezuela. Maybe they didn't do it right. You can help make it better. You know, because all the things that you say that we wanted with Syria, we could have done down there, right? The Venezuelan government, they just started taking everything. They started taking over businesses. So I, you people that make fun of this country or say that we go into other countries just because we want their stuff, we want their oil, we can't control them. I mean, my God, get over yourselves. Again, as I said before, the only reason you can say that in this country, the only reason you can make fun of this is because you're here. My God, in Russia, there was a rock band of all girls that made fun of the government. And now they're what? They're crushing stones in prison. Yeah, good luck with that. So you go ahead. You go ahead. Make fun. Do what you got to do. I get the biggest kick out of it. You just so to make you you make me very happy when people like you post like that. I get the biggest kick out of it. Anyhow, back to my LGBTQ friends at the college. Which, again, I said, just so we're clear, so for some of you who are tuning in late, I do not condone, I don't think it's right to make fun of anyone, to bully anybody, any of that stuff along those lines. When you've got a group at a college, you've got kids at a school, there's no reason at all to bully these kids. The only exception I take is, what is bullying? Me pushing back or not agreeing with you is not bullying. Me telling you that I don't agree with the way you think or what you got going on, that's not bullying either. And it's not hate speech. And for a Christian school or a Christian college to say, no, we will not promote or celebrate the LGBTQ community, is not bullying, it's not hate, and it's not intolerance. Now, a student activist was angry that the school took down the posters. He tweeted, "The action proves that SBU only cares about image and income, not students." No, actually, I'll help you. The school only cares about their principals. They care about their policies. They care about their foundation. And so Haven had been granted a permit for setting up a table in the center of campus. It did not reply to queries from the local news source regarding the protest and what its specific goals were, other than raising awareness for the Day of Silence. Now, SBU cowards are taking down the posters, calling them out for the discriminatory policies. Now, what's discriminatory? I mean, seriously, you're walking in there and knowing. It's like walking into a Catholic church and telling them you're offended by the crucifix. Take it down. Or walking into a synagogue and saying, look, I don't very much care for the Star of David. Could you throw a blanket over it? Really? The gorilla posting on the guerrilla postering on the Day of Silence capped 2 months of protests from the LGBTQ students that their community wasn't being served. Now, queer student leader on campus have been told that the Office of VPDEI, which is the, I'm not going to go through that whole thing again, will focus primarily on race issues and only later tackle those of the queer community. Student Caleb Gustin, perhaps the most vocal LGBTQ activist on campus, wrote to the Falcon, which is a local paper, in February. He says, "We cannot wait any longer. Asking university leaders to evaluate the possibility of full inclusion of queer faculty and staff, meaning that those who are sexually active outside heterosexual marriage." Here's the problem with that, too. Right? You can't be sexually active outside of marriage. Not at a Christian school, not according to Christian scripture. See, this is that attitude from these people. They think anything goes. Anything they believe to be truth is truth. And it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what you adhere to. So here's their biggest problem. According to the Christian Bible, marriage is between a man and a woman. Period. All right? Sex is only to be had after you get married. Period. So for them to push for the school to accept every kind of sexual activity, and sex before marriage shows you how ignorant they actually are, that they are more important than anything else. And this is what you parents did to them. You got these kids believing that whatever they think about, whatever happens between your ears, they're entitled to. And it should be accepted by everybody. You can't go into somebody else. These are the kids that go into somebody else's country and they get arrested. They do a hard time because you never told them no. Look at that young man. He did something to a poster. I think it was in North Korea. Oh, he took it because it was a political poster, right? So he took it. What's the big whoop? It's only a political poster. It's not a big deal. It's in somebody else's country, right? And he even said it was no big. And the big, tough thief was bawling like a little baby because he was in somebody else's country breaking the law and couldn't understand why he had to take responsibility and pay the price for it. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for him. If I was in somebody else's country, I got news for you. I wouldn't even look at anybody the wrong way. Seriously. Especially North Korea. How dumb can you be to go into North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, and all those places like that all over the place? I mean, really, I'd like to see you hardcore left-wing loons, you female or whatever you call yourself, I'd like to see you go to Saudi and what is it, Qatar, and some of those places, and say, I'm not wearing a headscarf, period. End of discussion. Go ahead, throw me in jail. Before you got the words throw me in jail out, you know where you'd be? You'd be in jail. And I guarantee within a few hours of being in jail, you wouldn't be a virgin anymore, if you were to begin with. Anyhow. So to say that you can't wait any longer for them to hire gay and lesbian or transsexual, transgender teachers, faculty, it's just wrong. Just wrong. It's that simple. You're asking them to go against their scripture. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do. I mean, I know there's about 3,000... 3,000 other shows you can listen to, and you've chosen this one. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, as I said earlier, God, you know, this little round guy there over in North Korea, somebody needs to check him out. I mean, some of you are sending me some stories about him. I'm not going to do any more stories about North Korea tonight. But I will do this one. This should get your blood pumping. The low test scores at a West Aurora, in West Aurora, Illinois, in one of their schools there, is just these high salary teachers can't or won't or refuse to be held accountable. It's been an argument that some people have had here in California about teachers. That it's almost like there's no accountability system. They say you can't hold them to a standard because they have 30 different products in the room or 25 different products in the room or whatever. So out of Aurora, Illinois, comes a story that it appeared in the Chicago Tribune just before the end of last year. Less than a quarter of the West Aurora School District, 129 students, are considered proficient in English. Let me try that again. Less than a quarter. Less than 25% of the West Aurora School District, 129 students, are considered proficient in English. Right? These kids, if you get to English, language, arts, and math, and you look at what's going on in those schools, it's just amazing. And it's not unique to those schools. This is based on their scores that they took, test scores that they took last year. And this is one of the reasons why they don't want these test scores. They don't want these tests that we had before. They keep telling how bad they are. They're all mad that the states pushed them to teach to the test. And I get some of that. I get that we don't want them just teaching to the test. My argument's always been, why can't we teach more than the test? How's that? Why can't we make it so that your kids could do wouldn't have trouble to test and more? And that information is according to the state. Now, on the exam as a whole, 23% of West Aurora students are considered proficient statewide. 33% of the students are judged to have met that mark. In English, 25% of the district students are considered proficient, while in math, 20% of the students met that mark. The highest proportion of students considered proficient across all grades of subjects and subjects came in the 7th grade in English language arts, where 31% of the students tested are considered proficient. Is anybody happy with any of these numbers yet? Does anybody really think any of these numbers make sense and are good? Anyway, the lowest was among the high school students in math, where 9.7% of the students were considered proficient. West Aurora officials did not provide comment on the district's performance. Right? The news did not reflect well on the district's educators. And it turns out that those educators had made pretty good money in 2015-16. The exam, and that's when the exam was taken in that day. So the district's superintendent, Dr. Jeff Craig, made a base salary of over $200,000 plus benefits. Now, the benefits include what they call a 403B match of his $18,000 health, dental, life insurance. And that was worth about $10,000. A vacation buyback of $7,000. And a mileage allowance of $6,000. Come on. Think about that. Now, the school district also made a pension contribution of $27,000 on the superintendent's behalf. That brings his total compensation for that fiscal year to $272,000. Which is well over $60,000 higher than his base salary. All right, come on, move this through your head. Think about this. Here's the guy running the company at the top. He's in a school where 30% of the kids are proficient in math, English, and science. And he's getting to keep his job, and he gets to keep his money, and he gets to keep getting these perks. I'd start pulling perks away. You know, again, his total compensation is just shy of $275,000 a year for a failing company. If this was a company, if this product was to turn out, human beings that spoke well, that read, that, understood math and science, he'd be failing. He would have been fired by now. There's a total of 886 teachers, and they were paid a combined base salary of $57,723,000, which averages out to be about $65,000 per teacher. The teachers also receive almost $7,000 in health and other benefits. And the district made $7,000 retirement contributions on their behalf for an average of over $8,000 a month in perks. So let me say the teacher profession, they always talk about how they don't get paid enough. They're well under. So here's the average teacher at this school, this failing school, gets $73,000 a year, approximately. Now, I realize there's a sliding difference there. Newer teachers wouldn't make that much money. But I want you to think about that. Oh, and if you include the medical benefits in there, I screwed that one up, they get about $81,000 a year. So the results of one of the standardized tests, the results of one standardized test does not automatically make the West Aurora School District a failing institution. But what's the incentive for them to do better? I'm just asking. What's the incentive for a low-performing school like this to step up and do the right thing? And this is not new here. You know, we've had these problems in Chicago for years. And in the Chicago school district, where teachers are making 3 and 4 and 5 times in their salaries than the local, than the people live in the local area. And the graduation rates are God, at about 30%, if I recall. And the teachers several times have threatened to go out on strike if they didn't get raises. So they want raises even though they're doing a crappy job. So I don't know when we fix this. I don't know when we finally get off our butts and make sure that there are there aren't any bonuses, if you would. There aren't any perks. There is no upside if you're not willing to do the right thing. If you're not willing to be, go above and beyond what other teachers are doing and teach our kids properly. This is why Sam Sorbo, who was on last night, she's such an advocate for homeschooling. Because, you know, we've talked about this before. Yeah, I'm in education. I'm a trustee on a school board. But I can also see, I'm not stuck in that one little circle, I can also see where this is that public institution where you're stuck. You have no choices. They want to take away charter schools. They're not so keen on private schools. They want it all to go through the public school system. And right now, you know how hard it is to get your kid out of a bad school? Now look it up yourself. I always tell the story about Washington, D.C., and how well they were finally doing. They had voucher systems in place. They allowed kids to go to other schools other than the public schools with the voucher system. Because you and I are paying, look, if I took all four of my kids out of school because there was a failing school, a bad school, and sent them to a private school, I'd be paying twice. They're not going to give me a tax credit for that. Yet putting those kids in that school would just be wrong in so many ways. You're supposed to protect your kids. You're supposed to make sure they get a good, solid education, a good chance to have a better shot in life, or a better home, a better life, a better family, or family life, excuse me. So, I just find all of this really confusing. How we can easily keep going, we can easily accept, because our teachers are so sacred. Right? Cornell students, can I do this one? Yeah, I'll do it quick. There are Cornell Students Assembly narrowly struck down a resolution Thursday that would have requested the creation of a committee to increase and improve faculty ideological diversity. What the heck does that mean? President Jordan Berger, who can only vote in the event of a tie, provided necessary thumbs down to the proposed diversity initiative, which was defeated by a vote of 10-11 to 1. So somebody must have abstained somewhere. So the resolution asserts in part that the universities ought to be places where debate and dissent exists in order to ensure knowledge is expanded, explaining that students can create better arguments and challenge subtle assumptions when dealing with different viewpoints. A number of Cornell College Republican members also supported the proposal. So in other words, they just simply want to be able to discuss different issues. How they found about different things, putting all these issues on the table. Yeah, there's that sound again. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please don't do anything stupid over the weekend. Love to have you back with me on Monday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Tell your friends, your loved ones about the show. Head over to the website, therealside.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Buy the shirt. #stand. Again, have a great and safe weekend. God bless.